Welcome to the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We're all about treating our customers like family, and today, you're part of our family. Now, here's your A to Z team.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the A to Z Roofing Podcast. I'm your co-host for the day, Jeremy Wolf, and I'm joined by your host. Today, we actually have three of the team members here today. We have Kyle. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, and then we have Adrian and Brandon. How we doing?
Great. Good morning. How you doing?
I am living the dream, as always. So, and thanks everybody for tuning in, by the way. It's been a minute since we've seen each other, hasn't it?
It's been a long time. Since 2023, I don't think we've seen you since the new year.
Yeah, right. So I can't believe we're already, almost through the first quarter almost, right? Yeah, yes. almost done.
A couple more days.
Yes, exciting.
Went by quickly.
like a breeze. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about a topic that seems to be near and dear to my heart right now, because as you guys know, we're going through my roofing project and we've had a few hiccups along the way dealing with my association. So I thought it was a time to talk a little bit about that process and how that works. So can you guys walk us through the overall process of obtaining association approval for a roofing project?
So when we sign with the customer, we'll get them our company paperwork, which is our license, our insurances, our workman's comp, and any other information, tile samples, shingle samples, for the customer to talk to their insurance company, their home association company, and apply for approval for the material selection that they choose and also for the company that they choose to do work in there. The biggest thing is every insurance company is different. Every HOA is different in what their requirements are. And most HOAs want to deal directly with the homeowner. So it's hard because we want to help as best as we can, but ultimately the HOAs would prefer to deal with the homeowner directly. So it's left on the homeowner to get all that information. I think the best thing to do is while you're searching for a roofing company or before you're about to start your project is to get in touch with your HOA. Make sure that you have the application and all the requirements, know what it is. Maybe just give them a heads up of, hey, this is the company I'm looking for. Have they done work in here? If they haven't, what is it that they're going to need to provide to you so that they can get approved as quickly as possible? Because any delays causes time and money on the back end when we can't start the project as soon as possible.
So how long does it typically take to get approval from an association, assuming there are no hiccups like we've experienced in my case?
I would say on average is anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks. That's a typical average. You know, some HOAs meet weekly, some meet once a month. So if you get your application in on time, you can make it within those 30 days. That's the typical time frame that we have. We do have some that we're on month three.
Some outliers.
Outliers, yes.
They've been really fun. So speaking of that, what are some of the common reasons why an association might reject the application?
I would say for material selection, if they don't approve whatever the tile
is. Particular color.
Yeah, the color. And sometimes the verbiage on the insurance documents that are provided to them. Every HOA typically has a blank template that they want the liability insurance or the workman's comp insurance to read. And if they have a higher standard than what is the norm for a company, then they might be a little bit nitpicky about that.
And another thing sometimes would be when an HOA is going through the paperwork, they would see a problem and stop there and submit that as a correction. And then we would do the correction and then they will find another problem, and then so on and so forth, rather than go through the entire thing, identify all the problems, and submit all the corrections at the same time.
You mean not letting us submit the entire thing and then waiting a month and then coming back and saying, we apologize, but by the way, this, and this. Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting, exciting stuff. So once the association approves the, well, first of all, I wanted to ask, I would think that this thing would be standard, like for an insurance company, they would have a specific form and that would be standard across the board. So you're saying that every association has a template that they use that they require to be filled out in a certain way by the insurance company. Is that right?
I would say 90% of the HOAs will accept a general liability insurance. There are some that want specific verbiage, or they want an additional policy addendum that's connected to it. They want to, I don't know if they just want to see more insight of what the policy is going to cover. But most of the HOAs will accept a standard COI as long as it's addressed to them as an additional insured. They like the association listed, and sometimes they want the homeowner listed as well, which you should. You should have that from a company, mm-hmm. and they should be able to provide that to you without any hiccups. It's just if there's different verbiage, if they want a higher policy coverage, or if they want automobile, you know, there's different things that they might be looking for.
Once the application is approved, how involved is the association? Is it basically hands off at that point until the project is completed, then they have to come out and do an inspection? How does that work?
I have not ever had an HOA have to come and do an inspection. I think it's really just liability-wise. They want to have...
Okay, got it.
We have one customer's HOA where when the tile get delivered to the property, we can't offload it off the truck until the HOA inspects the tile.
And they want to make sure it's the matching tile.
Make sure the color and the tile is the right one on the HOA approval.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense, right? It would suck if you put all the tile on it, happened to not match, and then you had to go back and redo it all. So,
and I think that these HOAs that are with all these extra things have been burned in the past.
Yeah.
And they're just adjusting and, just trying to cover their butts, so to say.
Yeah,
I mean, because there's so many roofing contractors out there, and I'm sure there's plenty that aren't properly licensed and that go and try to do these projects and don't follow the steps and procedures. And like you said, been burned before, and you know, won't let that happen again. So, wanted to also ask: are there any potential legal or financial implications for a homeowner? Let's say they hired a roofing company and they didn't go through that process. They saw their neighbor's roof and it looked a certain way. They said, I want that. And they just did the project. What would happen then? Can the homeowner get in trouble legally or financially?
Usually there's HOA fines that they'll have. I don't know, legally they have bylaws. Every HOA, when you move into a community, you sign, your paperwork saying that you're going to abide by their bylaws. So if it says in there that you need to have HOA approval, I'm sure that they have penalties, whether it's fines, they take away their transponders, gates, put a boot on their car. Who knows whatever their penalties are. But I would think they would start with that first. And then if they still don't comply, they would definitely, I'm sure they would take legal channels.
Yeah, and ultimately the net result of that, I'd imagine, would be you'd have to redo the project in accordance with the association.
Right.
So hear that, everybody out there listening, make sure you get association approval. Any tips or advice you can provide to homeowners to try to navigate this process, make it a little bit easier, besides like meditation and breath work and just staying calm and relaxing?
Try to have a good relationship with your HOA, or at least somebody in the HOA, the office that takes the paperwork, because that's always key. Be nice, obviously, when you're trying to get it, and do your homework ahead of time, because it does make the process, the beginning administrative paperwork process, a lot smoother when we know exactly what we need to provide to them and what they need to provide and when. So it's a quick phone call to the HOA, or if they have a website, quickly go on there, see what the form is, the checklist of what you need to obtain beforehand, see when they meet, and have all that information ahead of time before, as much as you can, because it really does speed the process. If you try to do it afterwards, you get people going on vacation, weeks delays, and then we can't continue our permitting process, which ultimately then puts you on the schedule to actually start the replacement process. It puts everything on the back burner.
All right. Makes sense. Is there any, anything else that you guys would like to add concerning this topic?
I would say when you're dealing with the homeowners association, it comes time to pick a color or profile of the tile to limit the number of colors that you choose to two or three, so that when it comes time for them to give you their approval on the tile, that you're getting a better chance of getting the color that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Makes sense. Well, guys, thanks for the tips and advice. And hopefully we will get to the other side of my project shortly. I have faith and confidence that good things are on the horizon for us. I know it's coming.
It's the spring. It's a new beginning. So.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in, and we will catch everyone next time. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of roofing, and that you're leaving with valuable insights and ideas to enhance your roofing projects. For more information, visit AtoZRoofingExperts.com or call 954-22-ROOFS. That's 954-227-6637.